I know he has a specific skill set that really, I think he's the only back in the league with you know what he has. He's obviously probably one of the most elusive runners in the game. He just has a knack for finding holes and making holes, making guys miss, and making you know big plays. Can hit the home run, but consistent and patient enough to take the 4 or 5 yards here or there. He's a mismatch in the pass game. You put him on linebackers. Now he just creates plays, and that's why he's who he is.
You guys expect to kind of see his best on Sunday, just him coming back here?
Yeah, I mean, we expect to see everybody's best, and he can expect to see our best.
You can be in that position, just a guy that you've played with for so many years to actually get a chance to tackle him. You know some of his tendencies. Like, I'm sure there's going to be some trash talking.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, he's getting gassed up for the game, and it'll be fun. Obviously, all of us played with Shady last year, and he's a good friend of a lot of ours. But when we get on the field, it's all about the competition, and I'm sure both sides will be going hard.
Can that knowledge of each other help one more than the other?
Not really. I mean, it's you're gonna go off of what the film tells you anyway, and so I think it's what we know about Shady is, I guess, what everybody knows. He's elusive. There's nothing around it. There's no tips that you can rely on. You got to be able to tackle this guy in open space. And that's a tough task.
Malcolm, you've been in this position before, going against a team that you used to play for quite a long time, obviously. What do you think it's like going through his head? I mean, I know you enjoyed when you played your former team.
I'm sure he's had this game circled on his calendar since he got to Buffalo. So, like I said, it's one of those things you don't really talk about it because you can't look toward that game until that week comes up, and then you also don't want to make it about yourself. But this is going to be special for him.
Is someone going to trade you before?
Is it what?
On the day of the trade, what was your reaction?
I mean, I guess from a business standpoint, I understood it. I was expecting a crazy offseason anyway. So, but you looked at the money issues and all that stuff and all the space it created, it made sense.
If someone would have told you before the season that 12 games in, you'd be 5-7 in first place, would you have believed it?
Somebody told me we'd be in first place, I'd have believed them. But, the means in which we had to get there is obviously something that I don't think anybody predicted.
Do you guys kind of feel like, even though you struggle at times this year, it's kind of like a second chance just with how you're standing in the position?
I think we've had about 5 second chances, to be honest. But I think at this point, with 4 games left in the season, being in the month of December, at the end of the day, however we got here, we are right where we want to be. And so the rest of it, everything that happened up until this point is really null and void, and it's our playoff start this week. And so I think it just shifts your focus to what it is that we have to do to win. It goes to our preparation, getting healthy, taking care of our bodies, putting in the extra work. And this is that month where good teams separate themselves.
As you had time to watch the film and kind of dissect it, what worked on Sunday that wasn't there the previous 2 weeks?
I thought the plan going in was something we really felt good about. We did a good job of putting our players in the best positions to do what they do best. I think we had really good matchups. I thought, Eric Rowe played really well on the outside. Maxwell played well. We knew those two were going to have to hold up on the outside. I was going to have to hold up in the slot against Amendola. And then we'd also have to play around with our safeties and give Brady different looks. We'd also have to get pressure with 3-man rushes, 4-man rushes, and we did that. And so everybody played their role, and this is all that we asked you to do. And I think when we keep our players, inside of their roles and inside what they do best, we have success. And, it's Tom Brady. He's still through for 300 yards, and they're going to make plays. But that's to be expected. But I thought we did a good job of really battling, getting stops when we needed them.
Billy said that your split safeties, they took away some of the passing concepts the Patriots really like to go to. What are some of those concepts that are staples in their offense normally?
I think the Patriots do a better job than anybody in the league of creating matchups that they want. So they'll get in different personnels and they'll put their receivers in the slot, and then next thing you know, you got, you know, Julian Edelman or Amendola on a linebacker, and that's always a mismatch, and you see the ball going there constantly. Or when they had Gronk, they'll split him out. If you put your linebacker out there, the ball's going out there. If you put a corner out there, that means Amendola is on, you know, either your linebacker or a safety, and they like that matchup. And so they just do a good job of really creating those opportunistic plays for themselves. We did a good job of keeping our matchups, you know, manageable. And then if we did have a matchup that we didn't like, we put help to it right away. And so he had to go to his second, third read. And then that's when the rush comes in. You know, we're trying to get pressure off a three-man, four-man rush, and sometimes that's hard, and our front did a great job.
Are you after the Lions and the Bucks, you guys still allowed 28 points. You guys had the big play, obviously. But do you chalk this up to that's just Tom Brady you're facing, or are you concerned with the points and the yards you guys have given up the last 3 weeks?
At this point, you know, the only statistic we care about is winning, you know, is the W. And so, you know, it's really not a big deal. I thought we did we gave up 14 points early in the game and then got some stops. The red zone turnover was huge, but we probably, even if that ball's incomplete, they kick a field goal there. And then late in the game, they got some drives. Most of those are on extended plays or, you know, a guy falls down in coverage, or they just make some plays. You know, I think the biggest thing that we need to do a better job of is just getting to third and manageable situations. We had a lot of third and shorts, you know, third and ones, had about three quarterback sneaks, it felt like. And, you know, those are just tough to get off the field on. But the stats of the game, you know, at the end of the day, don't matter.
Malcolm, you see Odell, Beckham, and Dez Bryant twice a year. How does Sammy Watkins compare to those guys?
He's a different animal than those two. They force him the ball a lot. You know, he's one of those guys. He's very, very he runs really good routes. He's very, very physical, fast. He catches the ball really well. And they give him more opportunities to really stretch the field. Odell, you see them kind of use him, you know, a lot of different positions, the slot, everything. He'll catch slants across the middle, where really Sammy Watkins is a down the field deep ball receiver, and he's a big body, so he does well with, you know, bigger corners or smaller corners. He can overpower him, you know. So he's one of those unique body types that you don't see around the league too much.
All right, thanks, guys.
No problem.